Today we're going to be talking about the Miami Dolphins' victory against the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, of course, we did not have a podcast here on Friday. Hope you guys had a great holidays. Hopefully your Thanksgiving went well. If you went Black Friday shopping like I did, hopefully you got everything that you wanted and more. But today we're having a little bit of a solo podcast. Scheduling and such sometimes doesn't work out the way that you want it, but we are still going to rock and roll. The Miami Dolphins today beat the Philadelphia Eagles 31-37. A last-minute Hail Mary attempt by Carson Wentz ended up getting picked off in the end zone, and that was by Chris Lammons. And he had no tackles on the day, but was on for that Hail Mary attempt and was able to get the interception. The tackle leader for the Miami Dolphins was Ken Webster, with Sam Igwavin right behind him. He had a sack. There's a couple other half sacks and stuff like that. Taco Charlton ate some tacos today, had himself a sack. Eric Rowe continued to play well. Nick Needham also continuing to play well. It was a great day for Miami Dolphins football. The game was very fun and very lively. Even when the Dolphins were losing, you still had a sense that it was still going to be a good game. Even down 28-13 at the beginning of the third quarter, or I guess, yeah, the start of the third quarter, they still played very well. Now, some interesting things that happened today. Kalen Ballage got injured and was carted off the field, and he was not available for the rest of the game. His season will most likely be over, which made way for Miles Gaskin and Patrick Laird. Now, it wasn't a great day running the football for the Miami Dolphins. Albert Wilson had 2 carries for 31 yards, but had some wildcat in there. Miles Gaskin went 2 for 20, did have one large run-ish. Patrick Laird had 10 carries for 5 yards, but did have the touchdown. But Patrick Laird had 4 receptions for 43 yards with a 10.8 average. Didn't drop some balls and made some clutch catches. Alan Hearns got involved. Albert Wilson got involved. Durham Smythe even got involved. We're going to get to Devontae Parker and Mike Gesicki. Isaiah Ford played, didn't have a catch. Clive Walford didn't have a catch. And Kalen Ballage did not have a catch. Jason Sanders, however, did have the only throw from punter Matt Hawk on an elaborate play that ended up in a touchdown. The Colts tried this a couple years ago against the Patriots. Not this exact thing, but kind of a weird formation. They threw the punting team on there, had them all move out to the right side, and then left just their snapper and their holder right in the middle there, and it didn't go as well. Got to give credit to Matt Hawk. Great throw, a no-look pass, and he believed that it was going to be a touchdown. Started running away, wheeling away as if it was going to be a score. And, of course, he threw his first touchdown pass, and it went to Jason Sanders, who received his first ever touchdown reception as a kicker, went on and to make the extra point. I believe only the second kicker in NFL history to do so. And he himself had a good game kicking the ball, missed his first extra point in 49 tries, however, which was a little bit, not great, but he did have a 51-yard field goal. You had Rondae Barber on the call talking about how they weren't possibly going to try a 52, ended up being a 51 after a one-yard gain by Patrick Laird, and either way, from 52, from 51, from 56, that kick would have been good. And then we get to the big stuff, the juicy stuff. Mike Gesicki and Devontae Parker had themselves a game. Devontae Parker had a huge catch on 4th and 4, went to the sideline over Ronald Darby, caught the ball, stayed in bounds, and even continued to run down the field for a touchdown. Had another catch on the opposite side of the football field that went for a touchdown as well. Both plays absolutely, you could turn them into Devontae Moss instead of Devontae Parker there. He's been having a great season with 4 games left. It looks like he'll hit his first 1,000-yard season here in the NFL. So tip of the hat to Chris Greer for re-signing Devontae Parker to a 2-year deal. If he continues to play for the last 4 games and continues to play next year, even at 28 years old, the Miami Dolphins might sign him to a little bit of a big extension, as it looks like he's finally hitting what the Dolphins drafted him to be. And the same thing with Mike Gesicki, or a lot of Dolphins fans call him Mike Gesicki. He had a very good game, 5 receptions, 79 yards. He had one that was taken away because of an offensive pass interference by him. Did have a touchdown, so that's now back-to-back weeks after no touchdowns last year, no touchdowns to start this year. He has his first 2 career touchdown passes in back-to-back weeks, so good on him for Gesicki. He's been coming into his own, and I made a statement in the article last Monday where I felt like it was time to start Josh Rosen over Ryan Fitzpatrick. And as much faith as I would put into Josh Rosen as a fan watching, Ryan Fitzpatrick does indeed give this team their best chance at winning. And I have to retract my statement and go back on what I said, because he, right now, he's not the future, of course, not the future. But as it currently stands in terms of winning football games, he gives them the best chance to win. And by far gives them the best chance to win. And he will most likely continue to be the starting quarterback for the rest of the year. They got the Jets, Giants, Bengals, and Patriots left on the schedule. And three of those games there, the Jets, Giants, and Bengals could be wins. The Dolphins could very well be going 6-10. I know a lot of Miami Dolphins fans don't like to hear that, but it looks like the number one pick won't require zero wins, as the Cincinnati Bengals finally got a win, and this was against the New York Jets after beating the Oakland Raiders, who looked to be a playoff contender, as now they're getting blown out by the Chiefs at time of recording. It's now, the Chiefs are losing 31-0. It now looks as if the Oakland Raiders aren't going to be a playoff team, but the Jets as well might not be a playoff team. Adam Gase was guaranteed his job for next season, but it looks like that might be a different story. The Dolphins will look to go into MetLife Stadium to beat both the Jets and the Giants in back-to-back weeks. They have the Jets this upcoming Sunday. Then they will stay in MetLife to face the Giants. A little bit of a snowstorm coming along. You don't know if that's going to last a couple weeks, so they might have a snow game in one of those two appearances. They come back home to now face the 1-11 Bengals within the next 2 weeks. You never know. Anything can happen in the NFL. And they will finish off their season going to Foxborough on the 29th. For anyone going to the Bengals game on the 22nd, I, along with a couple other people from SFMN and other friends, will be there. So if you want to stop by and say hello at the Bengals game, please do so. You can always follow me on Twitter at Samurai Radio, SamuraiI Radio. And then, of course, you can follow me on the Pro Football Network. And you can go over to the podcast tab there. Go to the Any Given Friday podcast, where you'll find me, Eric Wiedeke, and Corey Ashburn, my two co-hosts, pumping out podcasts every single week. From me here on SFMN, it's been Kai Chen Chisholm. I hope you guys have a great week, and we will see you on Friday.